vachitaura pamusangano waitwa kuHarare Agricultural Show.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje kuyaxokozela eZimbabwe kulandela impumelo yokhetho ecothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community City Besity. Kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho lweZimbabwe. Kuyingcwethi ezicubungula ezombuzazwe lamagweda abazimeleyo abathi kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyeke udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community Besity. Kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho leZimbabwe, okunqobe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 uMqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kwele Botswana.
Abamabandla aphikisayo angaphansi komanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change balobele uMnumzana Elias Makhosi unobhala jikelele we-SADC besithi kumele kulungisiswe udaba lokhetho eZimbabwe. Umkhokheli webandla le-UDC kuphalamende uMnumzana Ditapelo Kiorapesi uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba i-SADC yenze umhlangano lo.
We call on SADC to convene an emergency summit.
Sithi akube lo mhlangano ngesiphangiphangi ozangena inkokheli yamazwe awe-SADC ukuze kukhulunyiswane phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe kukhetho olube yinhlekisa ngamafitshane akade kungelakhetho.
UKiorapesi uthi umhlangano lo kumele uthaphe imbono kazulu kweleZimbabwe ukuze kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili.
The summit should accordingly engage Zimbabwe civil.
Umhlangano we-SADC kumele ube lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kodwa kanye labezombusazwe kukhangele ukuthi kuqhushwe olunye ukhetho olutsha oluzabe lulandela imithetho yokubumba ukhetho oluqondileyo.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisa kwele Zambia le-Socialist Party lithi alihambelani lombono wamabandla akwele Botswana. Umsekeli kanobhala jikelele we-Socialist Party uMnumzana Antonio Manza ekhuluma lomsakazo lo uthe bayamukela ukukhethwa kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And we find it very strange that an opposition political party in another country would want to push an agenda to fight the outcome.
Thina sithi i-SADC ingakutshayi ndiva lokhu okucelwa ngamabandla aphikisayo kwele Botswana. Siyazi ukuthi amazwe ngentshonalanga kade efuna ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende weZimbabwe.
Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi kababoni ukuthi umanyano we-SADC uzathatha inyathela bani noma nje iqula lenhlanganiso leli khombe ukuthi ukhethwa eZimbabwe belungakhululekanga. Enye yalezi ncwethi ezimeleyo nguMnumzana Zenzo Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi i-report noma ngithi mina i-final report ye-observation yabo izabe isingathi ithe toned down a bit, ingafani ngamashela leyo ebhalwe i-preliminary report. Ngicabanga ukuthi kulamanye amagama abazawatshintsha bawasebenzise angathi alobu diplomacy phakathi, izatshintsha kancane okuzakwenza ama heads of state bangayiboni ngendlela leyo abantu abacabanga ukuthi bazoyibona ngakhona.
Iqula labahlole ukhetho lweZimbabwe bengaphansi komanyano we-SADC abelikhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nevas Mumba wakele Zambia lichothoze indlela oluqhutshwe ngayo. Bathe lwephule isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe njalo leziqondiso zokuqhuba ukhetho emazweni akuzansi kwezwekazi le-Africa. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe uMnangagwa uthole amavoti aphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini, i-52%, kwathi uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa oyibandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change wathola ayisilinganiso sowamashumi amane lane ekhulwini, i-44%. Mnangagwa utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare ngesonto ukuthi uyajabula kakhulu ukuthi ukhethiwe njalo wagcizelela ukuthi ukhetho belukhululekile okumangalisayo, kodwa uChamisa uthi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisakron kwele Botswana.
Kule ncwadi yesicubungulayo zombusazwe lamagweda azimeleyo athi Kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyike udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi ukuze kwazakale ingqubekela phambili. Kodwa ibandla le-ZANU-PF lithi akulabufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Igqwetha elizimeleyo uMnumzana Thaddeus Ncube uthi ibandla eliphikisayo kumele liphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba ngokushesha.
Abamabandla aphikisayo nxa bengavumelani lempumelo yokhetho amadala akhona, amadala ayenzelwa khonoku. Kodwa nxa behambe emadale behambe bele case, ngoba bengahamba bengela case bengela lobufakazi bakhonoko abathi yikho kwenza impumelo yokhetho bengayivumi, bazadliwa. Ngesilungu kuthiwa he who alleges must prove.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngelinye igqwetha uMnumzana Kudakwashi Ndebele, yena othi kumele baye emthethwandaba becele uZulu ukhetho luphindwe.
Vele into esikisele ngani kuthiwa bayavuma kubuyele kurirani kuphela kube ngama-presidential election, presidential kuphela nje, kungabi labo-MP labo-councilor. Kubonakala ophumayo ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwabo bobabili labo, kuphela nje mathupha, ngoba hhayi singafuna ukuye court isikhathi futhi ilizwe lokhu liyabe lingakabuyeli, liyabe lokhu libuyele emuva.
UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya, ingcweti ecubulula ezombusazwe ezimele, uthi kulobufakazi obuningi obuveza ukuba ukhetho lolu kaluqhushwanga ngemfanelo.
Umumo lomkhathi wezombusazwe kukakhulu mayelana lokhetho olusanda kwedlula kawumanga kuhle lapha eZimbabwe. Ye, abasekeli bomnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa bathi umongameli wabo unqobile. Kolunye uhlangothi abasekeli bebandla eliphikisayo elikamnumzana uNelson Chamisa bayala. Kukhanya njengoba yena uChamisa esekelwa yi-SADC, i-EU le-AU, sekuqonde khona emadaleni ukuze kuguqulwe impumelelo yokhetho.
Umnumzana Ashley Funye, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kumele ibandla le-CCC lithole ubufakazi obuqotho kwinhlanganiso i-Southern African Development Committee. Kodwa ilunga le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi akunabufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho kaluqhutshwanga kahle.
Hayi, lokho vele kuyize. Ngabantu nje abaphomba ukuzama ukubambelela etshanini, akulanto ekhona, into abayikhulumayo ayinale evidence. Lokho besithi imali ama-V11 abalawo. Kodwa bebethwithuba lokuthi bebe lama-polling agents kuma-stations wonke eZimbabwe. Nxa bezehlulekile, hhayi lakho abakwenzayo ikupepetsha nje okungayindawo. Yindaba bengathi barigiwe kobulawayo lapha abawine khona ama-council lama-member of parliament wonke. Angezwa yena oyedwa owinileyo ekhethweni lakobulawayo othi election le irigiwe.
UMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli se-CCC, uyakuphikisa lokhu.
Kabekezele, kodwa sonke sibe kwazi ukuthi asisaphindi sibuyele kuZimbabwe desikiyo before the 23rd of August 2023. Lapho esiya khona, sesiya phambili, akusoze kuphinde kufana nelizwe lazi, ngisoze to never be the same again after the 23rd of August. Ngenxa yokuthi uMnanga kwakawina.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi kusobala ukuba akulalutho oluzaphuma emthethwandaba, ngakho-ke abantu kabajingisele emgwaqweni besola okwenziwa ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Ukujingisela ezitaladeni isona siqokoqela okwamanje, yilo icebo okwamanje.
Umanyalo we-MTC Alliance owakhokhela nguMnumzana Nelson Chamisa waphanyeka impumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngomnyaka ka-2018. Idale Constitutional Court lathi uMnangagwa nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngimele i-27 ngiseHarare, uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo, ibandla le-United Zimbabwe Alliance elikhokelwa ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valario oncintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lithi ukhetho lolu belungakhululekanga, ngakho alusoze libe lethemba lempumela yalo. Ukhetho lolu lusolwe ngamanye amabandla ezombusazwe kuqela LCCC leMDCT lanxa eleZANU-PF lisithi belikhululekile. Asizweni umbono kaMnumzana Chilumbu Mudenda olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party ephatheke kulolu khetho.
Uchamisa katesu kutu ulama V11 forms to produce as evidence kutu warikwa. There is nothing of that nature. What happened kutu is ZANU-PF rigged the delimitation process and other electoral process. So wonke loko agula evidence. Ngama irregularities, those are technical issues. So it's a wastage of time, especially given kubantu bema kebelele nguvu abavotele ICC. They need to hope kutu yebaza ikipi ZANU-PF to that. Katesu za wele kutu. But the outcome remains the same. What is needed? You put Nescatu Douglas Monzora, a visa, e application in a court to nullify the proclamation in a get my election. The CC was found supporting his ZANU-PF on the other hand. The city, my election should not be cancelled. It's unconstitutional.
Ulobu Fagazivani, Oboguti, Ivan Lale CCC, Alila Mavi Levin, Loguem Tetranda Bagusose, Wupatis.
Ulobu Fagazi would have displayed. And we have didn't see the council candidate. Why in Lama Ajin? Where is he going to get those 11 forms?
Guys, silo lotwa ibandlalisi sisi elicho njalo. Sibonile inhlanganiso zomhlaba leza kuzwekazi le-Africa zisithi hayi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Mina engivumelana lakho ukuthi ukhetho vele olweZimbabwe aluzake lube free and fair. But the opposition was not supposed to wait for our observers to come and determine which delimitation process was flawed. The opposition would have led the process. You advocate, no, we cannot get into this election because of these flawed processes.
Njengoba sokwenzakele kuyini abangakwenza kathesi
ama MPs nqazo ukuthi bona baqinisele ukuthi uketo alizange kwande kule bengahambe phali yabo. They must be in solidarity with the masses. Sase sonke beyichiza ngaphezu kuso I political action yefunakala. Last time in 2013 uTsvangirai walwa bacela uthambisa laba ukuthi no lingasaye parliament njengoba izani ichonjira uketo but ungaqali sina siyahamba it's our constitutional right. So within the opposition that some now they are being delayed ukuthi bebu inauguration. Is wasting our time. They denounced that. So that's the same scenario.
Njengebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakele. Lalabo abanye benu abancintisileyo abanganqobanga. Sibonile kodwa lezaphulene elisile ukuthatha nje isihlalo esisodwa.
Second genocide kuringine emathebeleleni ebangelwa ngama-opposition parties angakhulumi iqiniso beloko becila abantu bakithi from 2000 besithi zayikhiphi izani bebuye bekhulume ngendaba zegugrawundi nxa besemathebeleleni nxa bengibo ngala bakhulumi ngendaba yegugrawundi yibo kathesi abarobhiweyo abantu bemathebeleleni emashonaland they voted for ZANU-PF sasibashele ukuthi abantu labeli ba-trustayo kwabasozi belicenter only what you are doing is to help their representatives their bootleakers abasemathebeleleni ababayengayo ukuthivotenisile ngama-MPs nehamba zisiyatshontsha emakhansini. Self-determination agenda is the only solution to the predicaments, to the situation pervading our cities as the people of Matebelele. Ngebandla kuphela elikhokhelwa uNkosi Moyo. Yilo kuphela elive revolutionary agenda that is orchestrated to restore what belongs to us. Loko kwamabandla weMpumalanga is the wastage of time. Abasivotelanga, but we don't blame them again because of the confusion. Abalaba laba bafuna ukutshontsha izimali emakhansini. Yibo abarobha abantu bakithi.
Kodwa ubona ingani ibandla le-MR phi kuningi elingakuguqula ngokuba sephalamende la kumakhansili kuphela.
We are equipped by the constitutional provision of devolution of power. Siyabe silamandla okucontrola izigaba zethu without the interference of the central government. So Sigma councils will be determining everything. Tesu was what if we have got a hotel in Victoria Falls, that hotel must employ abantu bona fide abantu be Victoria Falls abantu be Wange 7906. We have got the right to revoke our operator's license to any company area operator within our area of jurisdiction. So, Sigma councils and the parliament already specified this.
Lo ngumnumzana Thilumbu Mutenda olilunga lemthokazi Republic Party obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile mhlanga we Studio 7 esebhinga. Abesifazana abangamajumi ayisikhombisa 70 bancintise kukhetho oluqhutshwe kuviki edluleyo kuzihlalo ezilikhulu lamajumi amabili 120 kwanqoba abangamajumi amabili lanye lane 24 njalo wesifazane oyedwa obekukhetho lokudika umongameli welizwe unkosikazi Elizabeth Valario kanqobanga U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umhlaba jikelele lezizalwane zakuleli zikhathazekile ngenani eliphansi labesifazana abenelise ukunqoba kukhetho uma kuqathaniswa lokhetho oludlule luka-2018. Isakhamuza kobulawa inkosazana Bekezela Mguni uthi ukhathazekile ngenani eliphansi elingene kukhetho.
Siqeda ukudlula ekhethweni mhlaka-23 August 2023 and nxa sikhangela njengenhlanganiso esebenza labantu abangomama, inani labantu abangomama abangenele lolu khetho beluphansi kakhulu ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo, kodwa esokuqala esikhangelwayo isizathu se-nomination fee, imali okumele kumele uyibhadale ukuze ungenele ukuba ngu-MP kumbe ukuba ngu-president. Ngeyinye yezizathu encindezela abantu abangomama ukuthi babe yingxenye kulolu khetho.
Unkosazana Sichelesile Mahlangu onqobe esigabeni sephumula kobulawayo laye ukhala ngokwehla kwenani labesifazana abenelise ukuphatheka lokunqoba kukhetho lwalonyaka.
Nxa ngithi ngiyakhangela indlela omama okwenzakale ngakhona, angilakujabula ngoba besikhangele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kumbe omama behlulekile, ngabe sithole lobo mama bafika kumbe kubona inje. But nxa ngikhangela sithole only 21 edalele ephalamende, njalo even kuma-councils ethu omama babe balutshwane kakhulu. Ngingazi ukuthi omama besabeni kumbe kube yikhona okuyani esikujayeleyo ukuthi omama balokwesaba kumbe balokwethuselwa bahle bayesaba ukuthi baye phambili.
Umqondisi we-Girls Table, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, unkosazana Samukeliso Chuma uthi abangene ngokuvotelwa edale bangamashumi amabili lanye.
Bakithi mina akula okuningi engingakutsho ngodaba lolu lokuthi kule nani elilutshwana. Inani labomama abakhethiwe ukhetho oludlulileyo akumelanga lisethuse. This should not be shocking to us. Angeke sikhangele inani eliphezulu kubomama ephalamende. Amabandla ezombusazwe wona ehluleka ukubakhetha kuqhutshwa ama-primaries. We cannot start talking about women being elected into office when we failed to practice internal democracy within our political parties. So amelanga kusethuse.
Inombolo ezikhulunywa unkosazana Chuma yizo njalo ezikhulunywa iZimbabwe Gender Commission, njalo bathi basaphakathi kokuhlolisisa besebenza leZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukuthi batsho ukuba abesifazana abanqobe kukhetho lwekhansili bangaki, ngoba okwamanje abakabi lenani lelo. Lonyaka abesifazana abangu-70 bangene bancintisa kuzihlalo ezingu-210 zedale lephalamende, okuyisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini kuqathaniswa labesilisa abangu-637. Ngo-2018 kwaba labesifazana abangu-237, okuba yisilinganiso sechumi lane ekhulwini, 14.4%, kuthi abesilisa baba yi-1648 ngomnyaka ka-2018. Kwaba lamabandla angu-55 angena kukhetho, kuthi lonyaka kube langu-19 elilodwa lakhona limelwe ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio obengowesifazana oyedwa phakathi kwabesilisa abalichumi njalo kanqobanga kulolu khetho. Ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyongena kusigaba esilandelayo, siyosikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Robert Shonov wayesebenza esigodlweni sawalemelika kwele-Russia okuthiwa wathapha imbiko yezomvikela okungekho emthethweni ube umiswe emthethwandaba namuhla. Elemelika lithi ele-Russia libophe uShonov okungekho emthethweni. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Akwaziwa ukuba ukuphi omele ele-France kwele-Niger ulandela isinqumo sabathuthuna intambo zombuso ebathi kumele aphume aphele kulelo lizwe. Bayingcosana abantu abahlolwa amazinyo kabili ngomnyaka njengalokho okukhuthazwa ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association ethi kuqakathekile ukwenza lokhu. abantu abaningi bathi kabanelisi ukuya kubodokotela ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe, kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unkosikazi Jetha Kaparo leminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisithupha uthi ngazihluphi lomndeni wakhe ukuyahlolwa amazinyo ngoba gabalamali. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Innocent Denga laye othi ngazihluphi ngokuyahlolwa amazinyo njalo. Unkosikazi Cherish Nemakonde ukusimo esifanayo.
Kunehamba vele sekungasayenzi ukuba lamazinyo amagams la kwabe sokuphuma amathumba.
Unkosikazi Lindiwe Tsibanda uthi abantu abaningi baqhakathekisa ukuthenga ukudla hathi ukuyahlolwa amazinyo.
Amazinyo ayaqhakathekanga nje. Ayaqhakathekanga amazinyo sibili ngokuthi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiphile lezinyo lami lebuhlungu kodwa ngisile. Ngizafuna ukushipha la izinyo lami ngiphile ngiswele ukudla futhi ngizabe izinyo lami nakhona.
Udokotela Last Amandisho kunombhalo ejikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association uthi izifo eziphezulu ababhekana lazo kumsebenzi wabo zigoqela ukubola kwamazinyo okuyikho kubanga elikhulu ukwedlula okunye kulandelwa yikopha kwensini lokulimala emlonyeni.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhuphe sisebenzisa i-toothbrush le-fluoride toothpaste eqondileyo.
Udokotela Amandisha uthi akumelanga abantu besebenzise okuvungula amazinyo ngoba kungaba yingozi.
Those things damage your gums. Lokhu kuyalimaza ama-gums. Kuphazamise lokulimaza amazinyo.
Uthi udubo lokulimala emlonyeni dental trauma ngolunye abahlangana labo kumsebenzi wabo.
Kusilinganiso ekhulwini singathi lolu dubo lukubanga lwe-60%.
Umnumzana Pride Shoniwa okhokhela inhlanganiso yePolite Africa uthi abantu bengameleli ukuhlaselwa yizifo zamazinyo.
So there are things that people should be doing that they need to practice and they must be practicing that, like maybe.
Okuqakathekileyo yikuvikela kulokuhlolwa lokwelatshwa ngamadentist.
Udokotela George Danda owelapha ngendlela ye-naturopathy uthi bahlangana labantu abasebenzisa indlela yendulo abathi ibelapha kakuhle. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle lubikwa lusahlola ukuthi baningi kanganani abantu elizweni abahlutshwa ke yizifo zamazinyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Amapolisa aqhubekela phambili egcwele endaweni eziningi zelizwe ikakhulu emadolobheni. Kulandela ukwethula kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli, iZANU-PF ithi amapolisa la ahlose ukuvikela uZulu. Kodwa amalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi lokhu kwenzela ukwethusela lokuhlukumeza abantu. Kubika uTabo Kancube.
Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ukugcwala kwamapolisa endaweni eziningi zelizwe akumangalisi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi umuntu owethuswa lipolisa ngumuntu olecala. Unobhala webandla leFreedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi lonyaka iZANU-PF ayilathuba lokwenza ekufunayo.
Okuseleyo kwakhathi ezimbonathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi iZANU yenze ekufunayo. Ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi amazwe la bekhona inhlanganiso bezikhona osadiki lezinye zilusolile ukhetho lolu, kutsho ukuthi ke isiguleka amadolo iZANU.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 uFortune Mlalazi owebandla le-CCC uthe amapolisa ahamba ehlukumeza abantu.
Efaka amapolisa agcwele indawo zonke ahamba ezitrithini ehlukumeza abantu. Khonokho kuvele kujwayelekile ukuthi uhulumeni akwenze ukuthi asebenzise amapolisa kunye ne-army ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu. Nguhulumende ovele ehlala evika ngamapolisa. Amapolisa apoliticized. Ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla yisona isimo saseZimbabwe. Uhulumende uyakwazi ispecially ZANU-PF uba nabantu bathukuthele emadolobheni. Abantu bayafuthelana ngenxa yokutshontshwa kokhetho abakwenzileyo.
Ngumbiko okhutshwe izolo esikhulumeni samapolisa eZimbabwe Republic Police, u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe kulokuthula elizweni njalo amapolisa khona elungiselele ukuvikela uZulu. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 isikhulumeli sika Mongameli welizwe uMnumzana George Charamba uxwayise abantu ukuthi bengayengeki batshengisele njengoba belungiselele ukumisa lokho. Usole njalo umbiko weSADC ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa. Kusenjalo unobhala wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi eZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association uMnumzana Douglas Maia ekhuluma nentatheli izindaba eseHarare uthe umsebenzi wenhloli zokhetho ezeSADC ngokuhlola ukhetho kuphela, hatshi ukukhokhela lolu khetho. Wengeze esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe alingeke latshela okokwenza ngumuntu owehluleka ukukhokhela insonto. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguTabo Kancube.
Manje sike sizwe ukuthi bathini abantu ngezokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele Zimbabwe.
Hayi, igama lami nguThabani Ngwenya. Impumelelo yokhetho, hayi, kunzima lokho, siyakubona kwenziwa kodwa ke singathi kunzima ngoba hheyi asikazidida nathi, kuyazidida nathi ukuthi kade intando yabantu yenziwa sekutheni, nje intando yabantu yenziwa nini. Ngoba lokho esikubonayo nathi hayi asikwazi. Sesifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ukhethwa ngendlela abantu abafisa ngayo kumbe abantu abazizwa ngayo bazikhethele uhulumeni wentando yabo. Kodwa lokho esikubonayo lamhlanje hayi kuyadanisa kakhulu. Kuyasidanisa kakhulu, asazi ukuthi lo kwenzayo kumbe uma kwenziwa yona izani uqobo. Bayasithanda, bayabathanda abantu beZimbabwe noma bayenzela, bayenza nje intando yabo abanandaba ukuthi abantu kweba yini ngoba kambe ngendlela nje abayenza ngayo kutsho khona ukuthi kambe neSADC yanuchitha lolu khetho ngokuthi alwenziwe ngendlela eqondile, alikhutshwa ngendlela eraiti. Okusho khona ukuthi iZimbabwe emveni kwalolu khetho oro kuwona la ma-result asuke wa-announce bayophuma na, bazokuphuma na kuSADC eze-region, bazophuma yini ngokuba le nto yabo ayikho. Inzima nje lento abasenzayo, inzima, ibuhlungu futhi isenza sizithole singazazi ukuthi kathi siqhubeke sinuthemba ukhetho noma size namanye ama-plans amatsha angaphandle kokhetho ngokuba ukhetho ngathi akusebenzi lokho, akusebenzi. Asazi nje, asazi, sikhona nje, asazi. SinguZulu weZimbabwe sibhekile, hayi kuyasidanisa kakhulu ukuthi uma uqeda ukuvota uvotile nawe ubhekile ukuthi nembala kuyona le ndawo, hayi akekho umuntu wonke uhluphekile sefuna utshintsho kodwa ubona utshintsho lwakhona lungafiki. Isabani engako okwenza ukuthi yona ifuna ukuhlala kuphela embusweni? Yini engako eyenzile ebantwini? Kanti kungangena omunye uhulumeni abe musha kade bonke ngamapati kaZimbabwe, kambe ukhona ongafisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ingabi right? Asazi phela ngoba ayi le nto eyenzakayo lana, hayi ngiyabonga msakazi, ngiyabonga.
Yezu lukandaba lokho ngokunye kwangikhona ke okhulunywa ngabantu kuStudio 7 sike sibone kuFacebook page yethu yeVOA Ndebele ukuthi silani khonapha-ke. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu baphosela sibili okuningi. Kulo senhlanhla Mathemba uthi kuzima kwele Zimbabwe asikwazi ukuthi siyaphephelaphi. Kuzobuya-ke umakei Masuku la uthi yebantu sithwele nzima asikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani elizweni lakwele Zimbabwe singazani-ke sabhekwa impisi. Kuzobuya-ke uSandra Moyo uthi yamadoda lapha-ke siphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo kwethu okukhulu akula mkhosi. Kuzobuya-ke omunye laye uthi-ke nguLawrence Nyoni uthi i-defense yamuzwa kakhulu. Ye, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sibe kwazi ukuthi ku-live talk namhlanje-ke sixoxa ngezokhetho ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuya kwenziwani. Ye, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu kothi-ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Kuyaxokozela kwele Zimbabwe kulandela impumela yokhetho echothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Kuzokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana selobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano omkhulu kukhulunywe ngokhetho lokwele Zimbabwe. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu Oliver Lisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKips Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.